Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome to Marathon Weekend 2022. Lizards, who are headed down, good luck, safe travels, and hope to see you in Florida later this weekend. It's time for listener questions here on a Wednesday. Pam and Ricky are standing by, and we get questions about whether to purchase the Park Hopper or Genie Plus, both at Disneyland to start the show and then down at Walt Disney World to close out the show. We also get questions about which section of Coronado Springs to request if you're not staying in the Grand Destino Tower, and many, many questions about airlines and what to do when the weather gets a little sketchy like it has been this past week. What's your best bet to make sure that you are in the best position possible if your flight could get canceled? And when do you make that call? To stick with your flight or to just call an audible and drive down to Florida for your Walt Disney World vacation? This and many other questions on today's podcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer you. They're a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. And you deserve the best, right? Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you sincerely to our patrons who allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. We couldn't do it without you, and our patrons get a bonus show each week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show, come on over, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2019 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to Getaway Day for Marathon Weekend 2022. I can't believe it's here, but most of us have made it. I know this is one of those years where not everybody's going to get down there, but hopefully more of us will make it down than not, and we'll just do the best we can. I will say that this is a year that if you get down to Walt Disney World, I think it's going to be a struggle for all of us just to see that finish line, but it's going to be a big victory just to see that finishing shoot. So this year's going to be unlike any other. It's just going to be, you know, good to get down there, good to get to the finish line. I don't think anybody's going to be out there running for personal bests or anything like that. Let's just celebrate that we can all hopefully get back together. And then hopefully in 2023, this time next year, all of our international friends who couldn't get down due to travel restrictions and so forth, we can really have a big party. This is just a warm-up because we're missing a lot of our Canadian friends and some other folks. The Lizards are really going to get together and rock it together in 2023. But we're going to make the best of it and all represent here this coming weekend. So safe travels to everybody headed down, and take us with you as you fly the skies or, in some cases, we'll talk about this in just a second, maybe get behind the wheel because of snow in the southeast. I know, what's going on? We'll talk about that here in a second because I always wanted to be a meteorologist, and I'm going to play one on a podcast today. But joining me today, we're going to head down to the southeast, Atlanta, Georgia. Your friend and mine from themouseforless.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, I haven't had a chance to tell you, Happy New Year.
You know what, Mike? Happy New Year to you as well. It is so weird to be able to say 2022.
Make sure you say 2022 and not 2020 part two. Just don't put the part two.
Yes. Yeah, do not confuse that. No. Yeah. So it's so weird to, you know, be in this new year. And there's so much that, like, I have in my head of, you know, things that need to happen already. So I'm ready to, like, get started and have a fantastic year. So I'm in it. Let's go.
Let me ask you. Okay. So we were talking in the pre-show about Betty White passing, right? One of the last things to happen in 2021, just a positive energy in the world. I mean, for decades and decades, she made people smile on all kinds of shows. You know, my grandparents loved Betty White. My parents loved Betty White. You know, I grew up with different shows of Betty White. And, you know, she advocated for animals and other, you know, human rights kind of things. She was just quick-witted and just funny. Everybody loved Betty White.
Yep.
So we got talking about shows she was in. You mentioned one that I hated, Mama's Family.
Yes, I know you hated Mama's Family, but I loved it.
Everybody kind of liked Golden Girls. Okay, so of the four, let me just ask you this. Of the four Golden Girls, which was your favorite?
Ooh, I mean, okay, look.
No, you can't go through and quantify all. You just got to pick one.
I won't. I did always love Sophia. Sophia kind of always reminded me of my grandmother. I don't know why, but she definitely, like, kind of, I guess in a way, like, I thought she kind of looked like her a little bit. And so, Sophia is always the one that I liked, I guess, the best. So she reminded me of my own grandmother.
That is the correct answer. That's one I would take, too, because picture it. St. Peter's in a podcast studio, 2022. Yeah. But the thing, she was just so funny. And the thing that blew me away, like, years later, when I was, you know, I was still a kid and somebody told me this, she was the youngest of the four.
She was the youngest. Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? She's like the mom. They're like, no, she's just playing that. She's an actress.
She's just playing it. Yes.
She's the oldest. Yeah.
Put on a wig and you can do anything. Right?
I was like, stop messing with my reality. She's old. But I'll get messed me up for days when somebody told me that when I was a kid. Anyway.
I know.
Also joining us, we're heading out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy new year. Hope it's a great one for you.
Happy New Year. And Sophia is the correct answer. She really brought a presence to that show, didn't she? And she would usually, like, walk through the room, say something snarky, and move on with her day.
Exactly.
Show didn't focus on her. She was a great character on the show. And they all were. They all were great for different reasons, weren't they? I mean, Rose was great. Betty White was great as Rose. She had the never-ending St. Olaf stories, right? Remember the episode where they went to St. Olaf and they, like, took planes and buses and car rides? I mean, it was crazy. It took them, like, 2 days to get there. It was, I mean, just a good show. And, of course, part of the Disney family. So certainly relate to that. The exterior set was there on the backlot tour. It was part of the that lineup, right? The Friday night lineup, right? Wasn't it? I don't know. I didn't watch the show when it actually was on. I watched it, you know, years afterwards in reruns and things like that. So
If you want, I know that her signature, because you know how they have the Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yes.
So her signature is, last time I checked, which was a while, not too long ago, but, you know, a little bit ago, is there her handprints and her signature in front of the Chinese Theater at Walt Disney World, too. So
cool.
If you're looking for it, go find it.
All right. Our first question today comes from Rick E. Niblett. And it says, would you rather have the Golden Girls house or Galaxy's Edge?
Oh,
that's a good
gosh.
Question, Rick E. Niblett. Galaxy's Edge.
I mean, this is tough. You know how much of a Star Wars fan I am and how much I love the Golden Girls.
Around.
So, you know, I think I still would go with Galaxy's Edge, but I can't believe I'm saying those words. So.
And thank you for being a friend. All right, Megan's got the first real question of the day. And she says, hey, Mike, been listening to the show for several years now. Just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the show. Thanks to you, Ricky, Pam, and Scotty G for all the fun Disney talk and helpful info. I'm taking a family trip to Disneyland in June of 2022. For graduating with my master's in nursing, woohoo, we'll be spending only 2 days in Disneyland as this trip is combined with a cruise. I have a bit of a dilemma, though. Is it really a trip if you don't have a dilemma? I mean, every good Disney trip has to have at least one dilemma, probably two or three to make it really good. Originally, my plan was to purchase park hopper tickets because that would increase our chances of riding Rise of the Resistance because of the 2 times to get boarding passes. This is obviously not the case anymore, though. Now, I'm thinking of purchasing both Genie Plus and then adding individual Lightning Lane pass for Rise. With this in mind, do you think I should also pay for park hoppers, or at this point, would Genie plus ILL, individual lightning lanes, for Rise be enough? You guys should see these emails when they come in. It's alphabet soup sometimes. You think I can't read, and I can't read very well. I did teach reading. I just can't perform it very well with all these acronyms. Anyway, all of the fees are adding up to be so much. I don't want to cheap out because we don't go to Disney super often, but I also don't want to spend an unnecessary amount of money. And then she says, I wanted to add, I was thinking another option could be to purchase Park Hopper and only purchase individual Lightning Lanes as needed and not purchase Genie Plus at all, in case that was maybe a better option. So Pam, hop on this one. She's kind of thinking about all of her options. Disneyland's kind of a unique opportunity because you can just walk back and forth right there at the two parks. But
it is.
What would you do? She's got so many options available to her right now to get these headliners.
I know, right? And I think for those of us who are used to using the FastPass system, I think that you're the perfect candidate for Genie Plus. I honestly do, because you are used to using those FastPass lanes. You are used to having it throughout your stay. I think the thing that I found when I used it last was on days when I thought I didn't need it, because and then I didn't have it, I was like wanting it. And you know, it just is like we've talked about, you spend so much on a vacation, right? You really do. When you think about the price to get there, the tickets, the everything else. None of us wants to pay more than we have to pay, but the $15 per day, I think, is a small price to give you that. So that's what I miss more than the individual Lightning Lane. Because for me, I will get there early and make sure that I have access to those the attractions I would pay individual Lightning Lane for and do those first thing and then move on and use Genie Plus throughout the day. Now, of course, the complicating thing is Rise of the Resistance, right? Because you do have to think about individual Lightning Lane for that. And at Disneyland in particular, I hop back and forth there all day long. All day long. I use Park Hopper more there than I probably use it at World.
Oh yeah.
Or at least equally so. I'm not I use the Park Hopper feature almost every day, no matter where I am. I probably bounce back and forth at Disneyland more. So I'll be at California Adventure for a while, then this, then that. So I'm not making things easier for you, but I would consider the Park Hopper for that reason alone. I really would. Mm-hmm. And you might not need individual Lightning Lane for all the days that you're there. If you really want it for Rise and you purchase it and then do it, then I wouldn't do it again, right? Mm-hmm. Just use it for that one. So that would be my advice.
What are your thoughts, Ricky? I mean, because you go out there.
I did, and I just went out there, and I did not have access to Lightning Lane because it didn't exist yet. I agree with Pam. I think Park Hopper is so key for out there. I think that the ability to hop back and forth, it's so, so easy to do. So I would absolutely consider getting the Park Hopper, even if you are planning on, you know, just being there 2 days. That's how long I was there for. It was 2 days and I still bought the Park Hopper. So I would do that. I agree with Pam, you know, the Lightning Lane thing is kind of a tough thing because, you know, I didn't need it when I was at Disneyland. I actually managed to get everything done without it, but granted it didn't exist either when I was there. So, it's really hard to say whether or not you should get it. I would say get the Park Hopper, try the first day without having Lightning Lane. And then if you think you need it for the second day, then get it for the second day. So, like, see what you can do on that first day without having access to it.
You mean Genie Plus.
I meant both of them. So I would just see what you can do without doing both of those. Just get everything done, but with the Park Hopper. And then if you need it for the second day, then get one Genie Plus or two, the individual Lightning Lanes, for, you know, the next day. That way, you know, you kind of have an idea of, okay, these are the things I still need to accomplish. I think that would be the best and the way that I would handle it. Because like I said, I was able to do a lot and having that park hopping ability was so key. So,
yeah. All right. So here's a question that I know it's kind of going to be last minute for when this comes out on Wednesday, but this is kind of a situation that comes up almost every year for folks that live in the north that are going down for marathon weekend, and it's happening again this year, and it has to do with weather. It's from one of my guests. He's a school teacher, Scott, and he says, I'm going to be missing Friday and Monday from school. He's a school teacher, again, for marathon weekend. His flight to get down for marathon weekend is 6 a.m. on Friday out of Nashville. Of course, snow and ice Thursday morning into Friday, Thursday night into Friday morning is on the forecast. He's asking, should I still hang with that flight or should I totally change and drive at this point? And this is one of those things where we've been going back and forth via email today with the pros and cons of it all. But I just like to have this conversation. We can have this on Twitter at BRGuestMike. I'll retweet things, comments that folks have. But it's one of those things because people might not have left at this point. If you're not doing dopey and you get the show on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, you know, you could still be in this predicament if you're just coming down for the weekend to run the half or the full or something like that, or even the 10K on Friday. Because that there's a system coming across. I know it's supposed to snow in St. Louis on Thursday. Mm. And the thing is, I mean, we've seen how many flights have been canceled over the past week. Just period. Like, we don't need weather adding to it, which is it has the past few days, which has made it worse. I mean, I saw even Air Force One was having issues with getting their stairs to the plane earlier this morning. So that tells you something. But it's one of those things that here's what I told them. Okay, so here's kind of how I spelled it out to Scott. This is just my thinking of this. Because, I mean, Tanja was asking about this also. She's, like, nervous wreck right now because, and again, this is like, you know, when snow comes into, like, places like Tennessee or northern Alabama or Georgia, it's more impactful even if it's not, like, a foot of snow. Like, 3 inches of snow can cripple those places because they don't have, like, the infrastructure to handle snow. And the thing is, okay, here's what I said. So this is just my thoughts, and I'm not an expert, even though I like to play like I'm a meteorologist. So if you stay with the flight, you're rolling the dice, right? But if you win, you got a quick ride down. And the better part is you got a quick ride home because there's nothing worse than the drive home. But,
yeah.
Okay, so that's rolling the dice, though, and you will not sleep from right now and from like 3 days ago when you started thinking about this. You have not slept until you decide what you're going to do, right? Because you're just constantly mulling this over, like, what's the pros and cons? What's the pros and cons? Now, so that's if you fly. It's going to be easier. It's going to be better on your legs. You're going to be more comfortable. You've already bought the tickets. Blah, blah, blah. That's the good way to go. However, by driving, you have control. You can say when you leave. You can detour if you need to on the drive down. But here's the things you got to remember, too. It's going to take a lot longer to get there by driving, obviously. And the weather's going to be horrible on the roads if it's bad to close your airport. I mean, especially like going through the, you know, Chattanooga is a mess with those mountains in places like northern Georgia. Like, you know, once you get to like Macon or something, you're going to be fine. But driving down is going to be a challenge. And then you got to remember that you got to drive back for school, you know, when the race weekend's over. So, yeah, I mean, if you're really, really committed to the races, I would drive because that gives you more control. It's going to be more of a sacrifice and you're going to have to work a little harder. But I mean, it's one of those things like, you know, you get in your car and you're, you know, you're 75% of the way there. You've been driving for 8 hours and you find out your flight took off on time. You're like, dang it. Oh, but I mean, what are you going to do? I don't know, Pam, have you ever been in a situation like this? I mean, it's just like one of those things like, is it comfort or is it like you want to make sure you're going to get there come, you know, hockey sticks or high water that you get there, you know, kind of thing.
I know. And so for me, most of the places I'm going, driving is just not an option for us. It just isn't for one reason or another. We're just not going to drive that far. We're, you know, all of that. The thing I have done is looking at the weather. Like, let's say I'm scheduled to fly out, you know, Tuesday morning, and I'm seeing that the weather is going to be hitting late Monday night into Tuesday. I have changed my flight and taken a flight out the day before. And usually the airline will work with you a little on that. They're trying to get people where they want to go prior to the storm hitting as well. See if that's an option for you. I literally would rather, just stay. You can see if you can add on to your Disney hotel. If you can't, you can try staying at the airport or something there. But at least I'm there. And I know I'm there, right? And I don't have to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. If I'm near a weekend, I am certainly not above, you know, leaving 2 days before, you know, just to keep all that in perspective. what happens is once a storm happens, even if it doesn't impact where you're flying into or where you're flying from, the plane that may be taking you from your location to where you're going could be impacted.
Yeah.
It could be stuck in one of those areas. It could have been diverted. It could have been, there's all these things. So that's why after weather happens, for the next couple of days, things are still a mess.
Stop. Now you're making me nervous. It's not even snowing here. Now I'm freaking out too. Now you got me all freaked out. Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you that. So those are things to think about. But if you
I'm on my app right now, Southwest Junior.
I know. And it you have to look at the hubs, too, of where your flights are coming from. Like, each airline has different hubs. Oftentimes, you know, they move if a hub is going to be impacted or if a certain airport is going to be impacted, they move planes from that location to a different location. I know, right? All these things. Having said that, I mean, you know, as well as I do, everyone eventually gets where they want to go, right?
Yeah, but the races happen when they're going to happen. They don't get there like, we'll get you. Yeah, we'll start the 5K eventually. No, it's going to start at 5 a.m. on Thursday. Right?
I know. I totally get that. I really, truly do. I think if I were running a race, I would be getting there before, not after. And then, Mike, you're the best to answer this question, but after driving, you know, for an extended period of time, how ready are you to hop out of the car and go run a race?
I've done it because, remember, I ran these races before I was flying.
But you're crazy.
Okay. Yes, it's true. The best part is, though, because I ran the full marathon. I've been flying before I ran my first full. Because my first full was at the time we went to Viennapoli right after. I'm pretty sure that was my first full.
Maybe.
It was either my first full or my first dopey. We all went to Viennapoli. Mallory fell asleep at the table.
Yeah.
Anyway, because that's the day I got on the flight that night because I had to get back to teach on Monday.
That's right.
And I didn't even shower. I just, boom.
That's right.
Viennapoli, went to the airport, got on the plane. Sorry for the people on that plane.
I swore you did one where maybe that was.
But I did a bunch of halves. I did a bunch of halves.
Okay. I was like, I know you did a half where you would. I would drive.
Yes, I would drive home immediately. I wouldn't even stay that night. I would finish the race, get in my car, and like leave at noon and drive home. And the funniest thing is, like, the first time you got to get gas, like in northern Florida or like southern Georgia, like Valdosta or something.
Yep.
Because back then it wasn't pay at the pump. This is how old I am, right? So I'm walking in, like, speaking of Estelle Getty or, you know, Sophia. Dude, I'm Sophia and it into that, you know, I could run. It took me as long to pay for my gas as it did for me to run the half marathon.
Yeah, I bet.
6 hours before because I'm the tin man. I'm so locked up from driving that car. Picture it.
I'm picturing it.
A Flying J, Valdosta, Georgia.
Yeah, I'm 2011.
That was it, man. I'm telling you. Okay. So, yeah, everybody's freaking out. Lonnie's freaking out with me. We're all changing flights.
Lonnie, I don't want you to freak out. No, I don't want to freak everyone out. I just want everyone to think, like, and this is a choice everyone has to make. Like, what makes each person more comfortable, right? Are you going to make the decision you're most comfortable with? That, you know, knowing where the chips may fall either way, right? Make the decision that makes the most sense for y'all. And it's hard. It really is an individual decision for sure.
All right. Next question comes from Stacy in the live chat. Thanks for joining us here live on She's on Facebook. Any recommendations for room requests at Coronado? Sadly, not the tower. So basically you have the casitas, the ranchos, and the cabanas. I used to be a Ranchos fan, which I still am a Ranchos fan. That's kind of the far side of the resort on the other side of the pool. But I don't know, like for some reason lately, I've been a Casitas kind of guy, which is kind of it's hard to describe, but it's near El Centro, but it's opposite the tower. Like it's on the other side of the tower, that section. It's kind of it's all kind of Spanish looking. But it's got a lot of archways in that section. It's where the big suite room was you had, Pam. That place was so cool.
I know,
The secret room that's like a whole hallway. It's cool.
It is. It's located sort of next to El Centro there. Yeah, you're right. And it looks over at Three Bridges, a lot of those rooms there do. I actually have, at different times in my life, loved each section of Coronado for different reasons. And especially right now, I think since they put that bridge in, the issue of ranches feeling far is no longer as much of a concern, because you could be located in a section of cabanas that is just as far, or even a section of casitas that is just as far as anything else. You also want to look at sort of, you know, how often you'll use the pool, things like that. So if there's something other than location that is driving your, that would be driving your request, like what's important to you? Do you want to be nearer to a bus stop? Is being on the first floor important? Is being on a top floor important? I think that those requests are so much more important than requesting an individual location, because you could get, you know, you'll just enhance your chances of getting exactly what you want if something else is more important to you.
I personally kind of like the feel of the ranchos better as a look, but the casitas, here's the thing.
I know. I like they're so stylized they over are, there.
But the casitas have a really, really nice quiet pool that I really enjoy, and they have that little secondary little health club with a treadmill. And I know that's not a big deal for a lot of folks, because now there's a treadmill in the Grand Casino Tower. There's a really nice workout room in there. But if it's raining and I want to get a run in, it's nice to have that option right there in the casitas, which anybody can use it. If you're in the ranchos, you can walk over and, you know, you're more than welcome to use it. But I don't know. I just, casitas are nice. It's a good location. But I just love Coronado. Like, I had a guest today ask me, you know, let's talk about the pros and cons between Caribbean Beach and Coronado. I get that question so many times from my guests. Like, okay, I'm between Caribbean Beach and Coronado. So then you got to, you know, like, I like Coronado overall better as a hotel. But then you got the Skyliner at Caribbean Beach, and that is so convenient to Epcot and the Hollywood Studios. And Caribbean Beach is a solid. The rooms at Coronado, I think, are better. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agrees there. But, I mean, when you throw the Skyliner in, and I just like the feel of the palm trees at Caribbean Beach. You got the Riviera as kind of an extension.
Right.
So hard. There's not a good answer. I never have one. I always try it. I don't have one. But I do like Coronado a lot. All right.
I know.
Next question, and Troy, you're killing me with your 90-minute drive from Florida to Florida. Speaking of, though, he has a question. He says, I have a question about APs. Has anyone heard anything about at all about opening passes back up for purchase? We wanted to purchase them this week when we get to the park, but we do not want the bottom tier with all those restrictions. Again, he's a Florida resident. We have Magic Your Way for 5 days. Thanks, Mike. But we wanted to apply that to an annual pass. Well, thank you, Troy. And I helped him with this trip. And we appreciate that over at the Magic for Less. So, Pam, we have not heard anything. I mean, your guess is as good as ours right now.
It is. It's so true. And actually, this was one of the instances where we didn't hear about them shutting off the sale of annual passes either. Like, we didn't, and nobody did, right? Nobody heard a whisper. You didn't read it on blogs. You didn't read it anywhere. We woke up one day.
Bam!
And it wasn't happening anymore. And I think we're all just struggling with the same issues that we have been since, you know, the park opened back up. Can't get people to work. Don't train folks to do it. Still a lack of people in that space. And that just rolls out and impacts so many things. So hopefully once we get to the point where they feel fully staffed, they feel like that the cast members that they have, the newer cast members, are trained and willing and able to take on some of those responsibilities. Hopefully we'll see that all start to open up again.
All righty. Stacy's got a question. Traveling in early February with my sister, no kids, to celebrate a milestone birthday. Special tours are all sold out for our dates. Anything else you'd suggest for a special experience to celebrate? We already have a lot of delicious dining planned. So they already have good meals. What else can you do to celebrate a milestone birthday? The tours are sold out. Fireworks dessert party, if they can snag one. That's an opportunity, maybe.
Yeah. And are they doing, like, the private boat outings right now?
You mean, like, fireworks? Like,
fireworks cruise?
Yeah, they do those. Yeah, they're doing those.
Yeah.
That could be an option. other than that,
I think just buying, I think too, if there's some special, you know, souvenir that you want to buy or something like that, that's always something that is, I think, special, something that helps you remember. If not, look at the different you know, photography and photo pass and memory maker options. I think pictures are always worth putting them together. And I think something that we tend to do, you know, when it's a milestone birthday or something big we're celebrating is get lots of photos and put them in one of those photo books when you get home. I think it makes for a great memory.
All righty. Tammy has a question. What capacity are the Disney resorts operating at right now? It seems hard to get a reservation still for certain dates. Now, Disney, you know, they never give out this kind of information as to, you know, capacity of, you know, ever, like how many the Magic Kingdom will have on a certain day or hotels, anything like that. I mean, we can kind of guess that they're probably not selling out every resort hotel for every single date because, I mean, Pam's seen this and I've seen this as a travel agent. There's dates. I was quoting somebody today for December of next year, and it wasn't a crazy week where I couldn't find a hotel room at three different hotels, you know, that I was looking at. So I would guess that they're holding back inventory at this time. And I can't promise that because we don't know for sure. But I would try to make an assumption based on what I've known from the past 10 years of doing this, that possibly there's inventory there that's not loaded into the system. I don't know, Pam, you're the expert. So what would you say to something like this? I mean, we don't know for sure, but what are your thoughts?
We don't know for sure. And I think Disney is really, I think that they really want to make sure that when guests are staying at their hotels, that they're getting the experience that people want. I think there's a lot of people who are changing dates, right? And looking at things like that. And there, some people may be bumping them in later on to the year when other people may be looking for right now. We've seen such an uptick in people booking vacations. I think that we all sort of, you know, I said this when the parks reopened, we all sort of felt like we lost out on some things and we want to make sure that we're doing those things. So we've seen so many more people really excited and looking to travel, especially to domestic destinations like Walt Disney World and Disneyland. So there are definitely more people traveling than before. Some of those dates may be impacted by some of the staffing shortages, and some of those may just be legitimately sold out dates. So if you're planning anything for 2022, let's get that on the books so that you don't experience this.
I was just watching Top Gun today in the office. Get on it, Kazansky.
Right.
That's it. And now we have some feedback here for some special things. You could do a silhouette of the family on Main Street. That's a good idea. Not very expensive. I like that. That's cost friendly. Good, good thoughts by Jessica. And also that capture your moment. That is one of the best deals out there right now. You can schedule, I think it's like a 15 or 30 minute. Ricky, how long is it? We just had our guests on Monday's show. So if you go back to the previous show before this one, we talk about it. And you get a photo pass photographer, like they'll do it like on the hub grass in front of the castle or the wishing well. And you get all these great shots. That'd be kind of cool.
I want to say it's like, it's only like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it's not expensive either. You get, I mean, you get a lot of pictures in 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I have a 14-year-old. That's like 700 pictures.
Well,
like
course.
For, you know, for whatever. It's crazy.
Of course it is.
Just saying. Oh my gosh, she's got, I haven't seen her. She got an iPhone for her birthday. I haven't seen her since. She hasn't come up for air. Anyway, all right, Jenna Butler has a question. We're talking about, you know, the flights changing. So she asked this, what happens if driving isn't an option and your flight does get canceled? Do you still go to the airport and wait for another? What if you're part of a big group? So you guys have been flying longer than me. I can't even, I want to say it out loud because I'm just asking to get my flight canceled. This show, I guarantee I will not fly out on Wednesday because of all this talk. I'm just putting it out there because I've done this show. But Pam, what would you say to somebody who is in that situation where a flight does get canceled? And like, what's your best option? Do you go to the airport anyway and to start, or do you call from home before you leave home, or do you, what's your best course of action?
So all the above. The first thing I'm going to advise you to do is make sure that you have that loyalty app on your phone and that you are getting notifications from the airline on updates on your flight, cancellation, things like that. You can also go on the websites and plug in your flight number and check to see if there are updates. And I legitimately suggest doing that prior to leaving for the airport. The cancellations pop up. If you get notification prior to your leaving for the airport that the flight has been canceled, get on the phone or get on the website and see what you can rebook, how quickly you can rebook it, all of that. If you're already there, then again, you're going to want to hopefully, I would get in line to talk with someone, but I would also be rebooking. I would get on the phone, wait on hold, or see if, depending on your airline, if you can rebook it right then on the website. Those are all good strategies to employ. It really is. And I will tell you, it is absolutely a situation of you get more flies with honey than vinegar when the flight gets canceled, because people are brutal. Brutal. I have just heard the rudest people at the airport. And I know travel is stressful. It's not something that some people do all the time. It's unknown. You feel out of control, right? Because you don't get to control any of it. But be nice to those airline employees. They respond to that so much better. So
I think the whole thing you got to remember, and we don't have to really tell this to our audience. We have said this for the almost 14 years we've been doing this show. We've been so lucky that we found listeners that are kind and that have a little common sense, right? That understand things and get how life works, where a lot of the world is irrational. And I'm telling you what, over the 14 years I've been doing this show, it's gotten way more rational. I mean, like way more rational since 2008, but that's just another story for another time. But here's the thing. That gate agent didn't make it snow. They also didn't make that plane have a mechanical failure. The ticket agent or the person that's checking your bag, they just got up. They got out of bed and had to come to work for an 8-hour shift. They had no idea. They're not making the rules like easy. Like they're just doing their job and they're not making enough money. You know what I mean? Our audience, thank goodness, is kind of realizes that. But when people get all fired up, like you're not talking to somebody that's making the rules. Like they're just doing their job. You know, like, come on.
No. And I've heard people yelling at the gate attendant, you know, they know their rights and whatever. And I'm like, I'm real sure that she knows your rights too. So anyways, it's just, it's a bad, bad situation. There's just so much high level stress involved in this space. So good luck, everybody traveling. Good luck. Good luck.
Yes. May we all get where we need to be safely.
That's right.
All right, Malcolm. Exactly. I just want to say happy new year to Malcolm and his family over in the UK. He says happy new year's to you all from the UK. So looking forward to our 25 night trip traveling from the UK in August, which includes 7 nights on the Fantasy. My family and I are so excited. And Malcolm, I've got to meet Malcolm and his family, and they are just wonderful. We spent some time together over Christmas a few years back, and I know that, you know, we are very fortunate being domestic travelers here to the parks, to Walt Disney World, to Disneyland, stuff like that, where even through this pandemic, we've been a few times and gotten to, you know, get that taste of the Disney that we know and love. But folks like Malcolm, and, you know, we have other friends that are over in, you know, the UK and other places around the world where it has been a long, long time, and I hope that it's a brand new year. And, you know, I hope that this is the year where we can all get back to those things that we love. And like Malcolm, I really hope that you and your family get this 25 night trip. I mean, that is amazing. Like that isn't, that's like almost like changing residence. That's so long. That's so crazy.
Sure.
So I miss you guys, and I hope that you have a wonderful trip, and I hope this year is everything you guys hope for. So I hope it does happen. I hope everything's great. Let's hope. So good talking to you, Malcolm. Thanks for tuning in on YouTube. All right. Last question of the day comes from John over on Facebook. We have a 7-day trip. Let's see here. Coming up in the spring. We've never bought park hoppers before, but we realize the pricing is the same as Genie Plus for the week. I'm in Camp Frugal, so we'll likely just pick one. But is one an obvious choice over the other? Okay, so we're at Walt Disney World now, kind of like, it's like a bookend kind of thing. We're at World, and he's right. I mean, if you look at it for a certain length of ticket, Park Hopper and Genie Plus can be close, depending on how many tickets you have. So would you go Genie Plus for 7 days in the spring, or would you go Park Hopper? Ricky, what say you? You've been quiet over there. You've been contemplative over all these last airline questions.
I have been. Gosh, That is tough. I think that I would rather, if it was me, I would rather have the park hopper than the genie plus. Just because, like, you know, you can do things to work around the need for genie plus, you know, whether it's getting up early, which of course we all know I'm not doing, but
I was gonna say, that's spoken like a true non-believer. There you go.
Or, you know, it's staying up late, or, you know, the dog has lost her mind because she's mad about things too. So, you know,
well, hang on, because you paused there anyway, so let the dog do her thing. You know, you're right on the time.
Sorry.
You being robbed?
It feels like it. I don't know what she lost her mind over. She's just like, nope, I'm out. It's dark outside, so I really don't know what she can see.
Pam talking about all these canceled flights got me to get a beer out, so.
I know. I'm like, wait, is Mike drinking beer? What is going on?
You know, look
at
what it is.
It's a Fitz's. I see that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good. Fitz's diet root beer.
Oh, that's funny. Okay,
it was on sale.
On.
I splurged $3.
Gotcha. You know, she, by the way, she didn't bark at all the entire time you guys were talking about airfare and changing flights. And I was muted. So, you know, it's fine. Just, sorry.
Stop, Daisy.
Stop. She heard you. It's like, nope. Did she stop? Nope. Daisy, come here. Come here, CP. Yeah.
Stop barking.
Okay. I think that did it. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. So,
okay. I got it. I can
okay. So I said, I'll pick it up after I said, spoken as a true non-believer, as you said, getting up early. Okay. So go from there.
Okay, so that's true. But you can also do things like stay up later. You can, you know, work around the busier times of the day, you know, hit up attractions during less busy times of the day. So I feel like that there's a lot more that you can do with a park hopper and getting around and doing the attractions than if you got Lightning Lane and, you know, Genie Plus and, you know, all that stuff. So I think if it was me, like I said, I think I would go for park hopper.
Maybe. See, I'm park hopper too, but I'm at that point in life where like, I don't have to do 25 attractions anymore.
Right.
Like I just want to be able to just go where I want and snack where I want and, you know, oh, that line's short. I'll do that. You know,
that's me.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
that's
oh, Soren's got, you know, a 25 minute line. Oh, well, I can do that. You know, like I'm not. Like, because I mean, I'm going down in 2 days and there's not a ride that I'm excited to ride. Like, I'm not going to pay to ride Rise. Like, if I ride Rise, I do. If I probably won't. I mean, it is a race weekend, so that's not why I'm there, but.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying I don't enjoy the attractions. I do enjoy the attractions, but and we're all different places when it comes to how we go to the parks. I'm not there for like, I have to do this. Like I'm there more for the environment and like what's there I'll take if it's available and it's quick, if it's too long, yeah, I'll just move on, you know? But I mean, I've been lucky enough to do a lot of things a lot of times and I'm there. Yeah. So I don't know, Pam, what are your thoughts? So I would go hopper because of that. Ricky, go ahead. What are you saying?
Well, the other thing is I was going to say like, and if you're like staying on property and you are at a deluxe resort, you do have that option of having the,
that's huge.
Yeah, yeah, the evening, well, it's not extra magic hours, but the evening, you know, night extra hours. Yeah. In the park. So, you know, that part's huge too. So that's an option as well. Because I've heard that those nights are just.
Oh, yeah. They're getting rave reviews. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are empty. So, Even more than the Disney After Hours events were, you know, like they're like nobody there. So,
What about you, Pam? Let's close it out.
You know, I can't do it without the hopper option. I'm just telling you, I've had it for so long that I'm so used to be able to do it that I can't do it without that. I may be able to swing it without the Genie Plus, but that'll be more challenging as we move forward too, right? So I'm gonna say I have to have the hopper because that's how we tour. We are in the parks for a while, then we bounce to a different park, and then we go get dinner, and then we may be in a different park again. So that's where I'm at.
All righty. Well, hey, that's going to do it for today's show. Thanks for hanging with us for the last 40 minutes or so. We hope that you got, you know, maybe a few tips out of this and maybe had some fun memories of past trips, and hopefully you didn't sweat the airline talk. I know that it's a nervous thing, but maybe you got something to think about that could help you if you get in a predicament this week, or who knows? Spring will be here before you know it, and hopefully then we're not worried about all this icy, snowy junk that we get here some places in the country. That's why we all go to Florida, so you don't have to worry about that stuff. But then you got hurricanes and thunderstorms and all that stuff. I've actually had more flight delays at Orlando International Airport than I've ever had in St. Louis, so there you go. Anyway, today's show brought to you, as always, by the Magic for Less Travel. It's 2022. Pam said it earlier. It's time to get that next trip on the books. Your employer just gave you, what's that called, PTO, paid time off? I mean, you got your new thing of days off for the year. Man, don't let those things go to waste. Let's plan those things. You got to have fun. You got to recharge your soul. You got to go have fun out of Walt Disney World, Disneyland, take a cruise, whatever it is. Put it on the books. And like Pam said, some of these dates are going quickly. You can secure that date. You can lock it in with a $200 deposit. And the good news is that deposit is 100% refundable until the final payment. There's really no risk, and you're locked in and you've got it there. If you're ready to go, it's, you know, I know times are a little bit uncertain right now, but with that small deposit, you have your dates locked in, your resort, whatever you're looking for, it's there. So just drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great trip planning tools while you're there. Fill out the quote form with as much information as you have, and we'll take great care of you from there. And here's the best part. No cost to you. You're going to get great first-class service. No cost to you. Where do you get that? I mean, I heard Little Caesars raised the price of their take-and-go pizzas today. We didn't raise our price. We're still free. Free. So just come by. I think I stole that from like a tax company. But anyway, don't come after us. We're over at themagicforless.com. Also, use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com. Nope. It is. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Sorry. Somebody upstairs is cooking something that smells really good in the kitchen. So it's got me all distracted. And also, thanks to our patrons who support the show. I know I was a little bit late on the Patreon show this past week. I was sick as a dog for a few days, but I got it out on Monday, and I talked about the magical intersection, which is Interstate 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road in North St. Louis County from the 1980s. Now, Ricky knows, she's a little bit younger than me, but she might know what I was talking about. But I'm telling you, this is the quality content you get on Mike in the Midwest if you're a patron. Everybody has a place like this in their neighborhood, in their city. This corner, just real quick, had Showbiz Pizza. It had Children's Palace. It had Target. It had Shoney's. It had Happy Joe's. It had Central Hardware. It had Pope's Cafeteria. And it had Casa Gallardo and Zantigo's Mexican restaurant.
Oh, Casa Gallardo. Yes. I haven't thought of that in forever.
I'm saying, Mike in the Midwest, you got to check it out. It was a great episode. Everybody's got that corner. That was like the corner in St. Louis where you went if you wanted to have a good time. 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road. Mike in the Midwest.
Not now, but it was at the time.
That's it. It's all gone. But it was there. They paved Paradise and put up a car dealership.
They put up nothing. Yeah.
But so check it out. If you want to become a patron, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Follow us on social media. Good time to follow me. I'm at brguestmike, Instagram and Twitter. I'll be updating for Marathon Weekend all throughout the weekend. Pam's at TMFLTPam. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs. Subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. And please leave us a rating and a review wherever you find the show. We'd love that here in 2022. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to be back again on Friday, and we're going to talk about things to consider if you're planning an early 2022 trip, especially spring break. Spring break has a lot of things you got to think about, a lot of good upsides to traveling to Walt Disney World in the spring. We're going to talk about that, but some things you got to think about so that you make sure that that trip is awesome, and we're going to get you there, because nothing says the beginning of January like thinking about spring. That's how we survive this time of the year. We're going to talk about that on Friday. So until we get back together again on Friday, stay safe, stay healthy. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work or get on your plane and get your sneakers ready. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.